and go out and do the good. It's anti-rhythmic, right? To convert the rhythm. So we want to give it an anti-rhythmic. The anti-rhythmic choice is?
Amiodarone.
Okay, the dose?
6.5
Amiodarone. The dose is Amiodarone on an arrest. 150 over 10 minutes. So, but in arrest, you give it as fast as you can. So push.
Okay, so we'll pretend that.
Okay, well, that's fine. So we're thinking about giving the amiodarone, really, right? Okay, so
well, the point of view here. Sorry, somebody fit.
Okay, so Gerald, you do this. You can cut it.
So that was that amiodarone. That's enough. That.
Okay.
Now you have your nurse in the AMIO. Nobody's going to see you. Somebody's going to have to pick you up. There's a problem with COVID. The few people that you've got to share your responsibilities.
Est-ce que ça va vous stresser si je vous demande de me parler de qu'est-ce que vous faites pendant que vous le faites?
Alors, on fait une simulation de. Nous faisons une simulation de l'animation cardiaque avancée. OK, alors on a une. OK, we can do that. Well, it's more my accent than my language. We're doing a simulation of advanced cardiac life support. So we're going through a scenario of somebody who came in with chest pain and low blood pressure and a slow heart rate, who then went into cardiac arrest. And so we're doing a simulation of CPR, ventilation, and defibrillation, and the proper drug sequence to give.
Can you tell me your name?
Sure, Rob Primavesi. I'm a family trained physician who has a focused practice in emergency medicine called adult and pediatrics.
And what's your name?
Melissa. I'm a fourth year med student from Ottawa.
And Melissa, what are you doing right now?
I'm trying to do a CPR. I'm too short for the bed.
Is this the first time you've been here at the simulation center doing this?
It is similar, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's your name?
Annie Levesque. So now I'm taking control of the airways, making sure our patient gets the oxygen through. So, and then with Mel helping with the pumping the heart to increase the blood flow to his heart and his brain.
And you gave him an injection?
Yeah,
What did you inject him with?
Amiodarone. Amiodarone, to try, pour essayer de restaurer le rythme à la patiente. Là. Sorry, I'm not. Oui, c'est ça.
Okay.
Il manque quelques personnes.
Levesque.
Guindon. Marie-Maude Morin.
Okay. Merci beaucoup. Thank you very much.
Questions while you're doing that.
And do an X-ray, and then that's it.
So just give us a few seconds. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to start off by asking you your name.
Isaac Berman.
And Isaac, what are you doing here?
I'm demonstrating how to put on casts and splints for the med students.
And what do you do?
I'm a resident in family medicine at St. Mary's and McGill.
Can you explain what you've just done over here?
We just immobilized her wrist in a cast to simulate a distal radius fracture, and now we've treated it. See?
What's your name?
Amanda Young.
And where are you a student, Amanda?
The University of Ottawa.
And is this the first time you've had your arm in a cast?
No. I've had my arm in a full, a full arm one up to here before I broke the end here of the humerus.
But this is the first time you're learning how to cast yourself?
Exactly, yeah.
And how does it feel?
It's a lot of fun to learn this, and I've never had one like this, so that's cool to learn, too, for sure, yeah.
What's your name?
Chiara. Chiara Cerulli-Palumbo. McGill.
And you're volunteering today to help with the casting?
Yes, I am.
And are you in family medicine?
No, I'm a second year medical student.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to ask you. Is it your writing arm that you've got in the cast?
Yes.
Just mark the X.
Okay. I guess you can take it off. So I can
I'm just going to ask you to tell me how you're doing this and what you're doing now.
Taking her cast off. I sawed through the plaster, and now we're cutting open the padding, and I'm going to expose her uninjured arm.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So
Were you nervous?
No, I've had this before. I know it won't cut through anything. A few times, like I've done, so this was the one with the elbow, and I've done my left leg too, so it's all right, yeah.
You're used to casts from personal experience.
Yeah, I was a gymnast, and I'm a cheerleader now in university, so.
Do you normally explain to a patient that the saw won't saw their arm in half?
No, they think it will saw them in half, and when it hasn't, they tend to be really grateful.
So you leave them in suspense for their gratitude?
Yeah. It's a nice feeling. That's why I do this job. I like to surprise people.
School of Medicine, and we're just getting some coverage of today's events. So I'm going to ask you some questions while you're doing these things and put a microphone towards you. So Evangeline, maybe we can start with you. Just tell me your name, where you're a student, and what you're doing here today.
Oh, well, I'm a volunteer, and I'm in my second year at McGill in Anatomy and Cell Biology. And we're just helping people get around, showing them around, and helping out with this event. Oh, right. This is a video laryngoscope, which is supposed to be a new tool. And we're trying to intubate the patient.
Are you having success with your intubation?
In the process of.
And how about you guys? You're all volunteers here today?
No, but I had a CPR class, so I was I kind of know like the position and stuff. Yeah.
And can you tell me your name?
My name is Jia, and I'm a U1 student at McGill at occupational therapy. Yeah, I'm very glad to be here.
Jeffrey, maybe you can just tell me what you're doing here today and your name, where you're a student.
I'm Jeffrey from the University of Ottawa in my second year, and we're just practicing some intubations and seeing how it goes.
How does it feel?
It feels stressful. No luck yet, but I'm confident he's going to live. So.
You think he's going to make it?
I think so. With enough practice, he'll live.
And is this the first family medicine symposium you've attended?
I attended one back in Ottawa last year, but this is my first one in Quebec, so at McGill.
And how have you found it so far?
Very good. It's been a lot of fun. It's been great meeting people. This is a special enjoyed it. Got a lot of information out of it.
Has it changed your perception of family medicine?
I guess a little bit, giving me more variety, getting to see, talk, get an idea of what goes on. Yeah, it's great.
Maybe we should let you get back to your patient.
Yeah, I'm Helen. I'm from UofO, first year, medical student.
And what are you doing here today, Helen?
I'm just learning how to intubate a dummy right now. Yeah, learning about family medicine also.
And what do you think? Are you interested in family medicine?
Definitely, yeah.
And has the symposium changed how you feel about it?
I think so. Yeah, it definitely helped me understand more roles that family doctors play. So that's been really helpful.
And are you confident that Jeffrey's patient is going to live?
Yes. I hope so.
Thank you very much. I'm here for the Faculty of Medicine, and we're sort of covering the event today, so just asking people what they're up to. So maybe I can start with you. Tell me your name, what you're doing, and what you just did.
I'm Sandra Morris. I'm a family doctor at St. Mary's Hospital, and I'm doing the delivery workshop. So we've been talking about normal delivery, what are the position of the baby, how to actually do a normal delivery. And we've been practicing on the mannequins, and that's it. I think everyone has been learning, and I think people are happy.
And I think you just delivered a baby, so maybe you can tell me your name and what you're studying and what year you're in.
Yeah, I'm Aaron Winter. I'm a first-year medical student here at McGill, and I just learned a lot. I would feel a lot more confident going into the OR now than I would have an hour ago. And, yeah, it was a great experience.
And how has the symposium been overall? Have you learned a lot about family medicine?
Well, I was more fixated on obstetrics before attending this, and now I think I'm a lot more open to doing family medicine with a specialization in obstetrics. So it's actually been quite influential in potentially what I'll choose to specialize in. So it's been great.
And was that your first delivery?
Yes.
Well, congratulations.
Là, bébé, ça parler tantôt, il y a des fois, il va y avoir des cues, tu vas
regarder. Ask you to keep doing what you're doing, but to talk to me about it while you're doing it.
Okay.
If we can. Well, I'm going to stand over here and I'll ask you a couple of questions, and I'll stick the microphone, which you can ignore.
Okay.
After that, so start off by telling me your name and who you are and what you are doing.
My name is Dr. Anthony Rizzuto, R-I-Z-Z-U-T-O. I'm a first-year resident in family medicine at St. Mary's Hospital. I'm also the co-organizer for the Family Medicine Symposium at McGill today.
And what are you doing here today, Dr. Rizzuto?
So we're here and we are orienting for future family medicine doctors, hopefully, in the approach to a trauma patient.
And your trauma patient looks like she's got a neck brace and she's on some kind of contraption. Can you tell me what that is?
That's how they would present to the emergency bay. I am playing the paramedic at the moment.
And what has happened to your patient? Did they have a history?
Technically, they don't have a history yet. We're getting there. It's part of the ample history that comes after the ABCDE of trauma. But if we want, we can say that it's a 34-year-old female who is coming from the symposium and was hit by a car, assumingly on a bicycle, on the corners of University and Pine.
Okay, well, keep going with your lesson.
Donc, juste à ce point, on a fait le A, B, puis dans le C, c'est vrai, le pouce, c'est plus haut, la pression, c'est bas, mais comme j'ai dit, la meilleure chose au moment, c'est de mettre la soluté de deux côtés, comme ça, au moins, on la supporte, on le garde avec le tête cardiaque pour voir s'il n'y a aucun changement. Si c'est le robot, on peut toujours donner du sang, des médicaments pour l'intervenir. On est préparé. OK. Donc, c'est quoi le prochain étape?
Regarder la désabilité.
Désabilité.
Alors, on pose des questions. Est-ce que ça veut dire votre nom? Non. Est-ce que vous savez en est où? Non. Est-ce que vous savez, c'est quoi la date aujourd'hui? La journée de la semaine? OK. Donc,
c'est bien. Donc,
c'est pas bien.
Elle peut parler. Ouais. Elle a plus de sens peut-être avec le lundi, ouais. Mais tout le reste, elle comprend pas. Ouais. C'est bien, elle est cohérente. Donc, c'est quelque chose à penser. Le taux de niveau de conscience, c'est pas parfait. Mais les yeux sont ouverts. Est-ce qu'on peut peut-être lui demander de serrer les mains, ouais, pour voir si elle peut répondre à des commandes?
Donc, est-ce que vous pouvez serrer les mains? C'est devant. Oui.
Ça, c'est bien.
Oui.
Donc, le Glasgow commence au coin, c'est pas si pire, il n'y a aucun besoin de mettre une tube au moment. Donc, on peut attendre toujours pour ça. C'est bien. Donc, la dernière partie de disability, on a checké les bras.
Et la sensibilité. Ouais.
C'est les gens.
Pousser les. Ok. Puis la sensibilité des gens.
Oui.
Est-ce que ça fait mal? Ça fait mal? Ça fait mal?
Name
of
can you tell me your name?
Gabriel.
And where are you studying?
Université de Montréal.
Puis c'est quoi votre nom de famille?
Paquin.
Est-ce que c'est la première fois que vous avez travaillé avec une personne comme ça?
Oui, je suis en première année, mais j'ai rien appris encore.
Comment vous sentez dans cette
situation? Ben, c'est drôle, avec une caméra, c'était un bon début quand même.
Comme une série de télévision, je
sais. C'est ça.
Est-ce que vous
apprenez
beaucoup aujourd'hui?
Oui, quand même.
Est-ce que vous êtes intéressé par la médecine?
Oui, ben, c'est encore loin le choix, mais oui, ça m'intéresse.
Merci.
Donc, on a fait le désabilité, puis ça a l'air normal à part du taux de conscience. Donc, qu'est-ce qu'il reste?
Can I ask you your name and tell me what you're doing here today? And
so, my name is Anna Defoe. I'm a resident in family medicine at McGill. And what we're doing today is teaching medical students how to do pelvic exams and IUD insertions.
I'm a medical student at UNS in Montreal. My first year, so I haven't really had an exposure, so I was just curious to see how it worked.
Is this the first time you've gone to a family medicine symposium?
Yeah, in my first year. So.
And does it change the way you think about family medicine?
I've always had high regards, so not really.
This is obviously the first pelvic exam you're going to be doing.
Yes, it is. On camera. On camera.
Are you nervous?
Now I am. So, okay, great.
Can I ask you your name?
My name is Dima.
Can you tell me your family name?
Oh, Dima Mukaver, and I'm a second year medical student at McGill University.
And is this your first pelvic exam?
Yes, it is. I thought it might be interesting to do something we're not going to do every day. So just get used to the unusual, I guess. That's a way to put it. Yeah.
And have you done any of the other simulations yet? Or?
No, it's the only one I did today. Yeah, because we had conferences.
And has this changed the way you think about family medicine at all, the symposium?
I'm already thinking very strongly about family medicine, so it's just pushing me even more towards that. So it's sort of passed from a 60% to a 70%, I guess. So it's good. Thank you.
Hi, you guys. I'm going to interject just for a minute. We're covering events for the Faculty of Medicine at McGill, so I'd like to ask you guys some questions, if that's okay. So I'll start off by asking you your names, what you're doing, what university, what year you're in, and then just tell me about your day.
My name's Ben. I'm Med 4 at McGill, and it's been a good day. I did one workshop and two conferences. My first time actually at a family medicine event, even though I know and I want to do family medicine for a long time. And I'm glad to see these initiatives at McGill.
Has it changed the way you think about family medicine?
No, I don't think so, because I think even though I haven't been at too many of these events, through my clinical exposures, I've had a good picture of family medicine, but I think it's a good chance to see how many different opportunities there are in family medicine. So.
What workshops did you do?
I did a workshop on addiction screening, and I did a workshop on giving cortisone injections, and I did a last workshop on talking about public health, and in particular using hepatitis C as an example of what public health measures can do for at-risk populations.
Hi, my name is Hashana. I'm a Med 4 at McGill.
And how was your day today?
Very good. It renewed my interest in family medicine. I always knew I wanted to do it, and now I'm happy.
It made you feel good about your commitment to the idea. And did you learn anything new about family medicine and what it is?
Not anything new per se, but I did some interesting workshops, and I enjoyed doing those.
Did you have a favorite workshop or speaker experience or conference?
I really enjoyed Dr. Bolzuk's speech. It was nice seeing someone who was so highly placed in government who had such a commitment still to family medicine. So that made my day.
Hi, I'm Chanpreet. I'm also a fourth-year medical student at McGill. And I had a good day, too. In terms of the experience, it was good. I already knew I was going to apply to family medicine, and nothing really new about family medicine that I learned today, but just about different opportunities in the field and how it works a little bit better, and different things that you should look for, and like procedure skills that we learned today. So it was a good day.
Yeah. What did you have a favorite experience or workshop or speaker?
Well, I did the joint injection workshop, which was useful because it's a new skill, and I also did the sexual assault workshop, which was good just in terms of information. So it was good. Yeah. You're welcome.
Hi, I'm Andre. I'm also a fourth year student at McGill. And one of the workshops I did today was fast echoes, so how to do ultrasounds in the emergency setting. So that was good because students who don't usually get that, it's more of a skill that we learn as residents. So it was nice to get hit the ground running for next year with that skill. Got to try it myself a little bit, so that was good.
Are you going to go into family medicine?
Yeah, I was sold on it even before coming here. I mean, it's 34th year, so by now we all pretty much know what we're heading towards. So I really just came so that I can do some of the workshops.
And what is it about family medicine that attracts you?
It's the variety of things that we can do about it. It's the flexibility of it. And I generally just want to stay a generalist so that I can do as much as possible for my patients.
And where do you want to practice?
I'd like to stay at McGill. I did a lot of rotation at St. Mary's, and I think it's a really good teaching site for family medicine. So ideally, I'd like to do it there.
Good luck. With a camera and a microphone. We're covering the event for the Faculty of Medicine at McGill. Maybe we could ask you guys a couple of questions.
Go ahead. Is that okay with you? Well, no, I can't speak for you.
Yes, you have to say whether you're comfortable or not.
Yes,
in just a second, I'm going to start by asking you your name and where you're a student and what year you're in and how you found your experience.
Sure. Okay. My name is Lauren Hamlin Douglas. I'm a third-year medical student from McGill, and I've had a great day. I've learned a lot. I've got to catch up with people I know and meet new family physicians, which has been great, and meet students who are interested in family medicine. So I've had a really good time.
Did this change the way you think about family medicine at all, or were you already sold and...
I'm pretty sold on family medicine already, but it sort of shows McGill's commitment to supporting students who are interested in family medicine, which I think is really important at this point because we don't get that much exposure within our classes in our first couple of years, so it's great.
I'm Alan Pavlanis. I'm the chief of family medicine at St. Mary's Hospital and professor in the Department of Family Medicine. So I'm delighted to be here. I did a workshop. I love family medicine. I think it's a great career choice, and I think this day has been a great success.
What do you think having a symposium like this does for students here at McGill and at the other universities that are coming to attend?
I think that family medicine has had a very low profile historically at McGill. And although we've had a very good program, it's not been something that's been encouraged within the culture of the McGill community. And I think that this kind of an event really changes that. It really puts family medicine much more up in terms of a profile that's important to McGill and exposes McGill students to family medicine as a discipline and as a career choice in a far more positive light than what the neutral light is in the way of their usual clinical training.
This looks like a very good attendance here. Were you surprised, or is this what you expected? Or
it is an excellent attendance that I expected. I'm not surprised.
Thank you very much.